if someone has unknowingly grief participating in their experience, how might that present for someone that doesn't even know the grief is, that it is grief?
So very often what will happen in those situations is that, and we can say quite confidently that probably all of the human group have that, right? Have something like that. It might never impact them because they might be just cruising through their life, right? But for people who are, they're just cruising through their life, and even when they come up against obstacles, it doesn't worry them too much because they don't care so much. They're just cruising through their life. But for a lot of people, they want to achieve something, they want to become something, they want to do something, they want to experience something, they want to change something. And it doesn't seem to matter what they do, every direction they take, they get to a point and then it stops. It's possible that that is actually an unresolved grief situation. And as we said, that can be in their life related to trauma or an injustice, an unfairness, an unkindness even. Something that they were not recognized for. All of that can cause this feeling of grief, not being seen, not being understood, not being valued, not being responded to in the way that they feel that they need, that they should be, or that they need to be. So this is the kind of grief that we're talking about, which is assigned perhaps to a loss that is not a death loss.
Like a failure or...
Yes, a breakup of a relationship, a loss of a friend.
Career didn't work.
That's right, losing their job, having an illness that stops them from moving on, and diseases like multiple sclerosis and ALS, those sorts of things, they are stoppers, right? And they might be very active and really wanting to become something great, and then that stops them from doing that. So that people, when people have brain injuries, so the people around them, it's a loss and a difficulty for them, but also for the person. They can't do or be what they want. So there is these, and they are major, what we would call a major trauma, right? It's a stopping. It's a life-stopping thing. That we don't mean death. We mean stopping the life that they want. So those ones are probably more easily seen and understood. But then there are the other things, as we've said, those injustices where you might have really worked hard on something in your workplace or in your family, and it is someone else gets the recognition, it's attributed to somebody else, and nobody sees the value of you and what you've put into it, and you can't say something about it. So in that respect, there is a loss, and there is this grief. Why am I not seen? Why am I not valued? So, and that can be a stopping thing for somebody, because they might never try again. What's the point? Or they might keep trying, but because they have that grief of that experience, which is a grief-making experience, it blocks them, right? They can't, they can still do those things, but the energy around them blocks it, blocks the recognition, blocks the value. And that could be their own energetic. It could be an ancestral energetic.